Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think we kind of need to, you know, put this to rest. For decades, probably since the fall of Hitler, people have been debating whether Hitler was Jewish. Did he have Jewish roots? And as a kid, I grew up with this. And this obviously came to light when one of Russia's high officials had said that Hitler was Jewish, and then Israel said they had to apologize, and Putin apologized. But here's the thing. This isn't anything new. This has been something that has come up for years. And, I mean, from what I understand, okay, I get that we are a race. I get that all of us have races, have, you know, genetic nuances and, you know, genetic similarities, and there's haplotypes and things like that, which we'll talk about in a second. But you're Jewish, or you're Catholic, or you're Mormon, or you're Muslim, or you're Protestant, when, you know, when you have that belief and when you live that life, and there is nothing that I could see in Hitler's past that to me would say he was a Jew. You know, and a good one, right? So as far as I'm concerned, if he didn't act like it, if he didn't spin the dreidel, if he didn't get constipated like we do eating matzah, the guy wasn't Jewish. But this is why it keeps on coming out. Because, I mean, you know, everybody keeps saying, but he's supposed to have had roots. He's supposed to have had roots. And keep in mind, if there was any roots that Hitler might have had, if there was any data on that, he destroyed that in the 40s. And he did not want anyone knowing that he could have possibly had some sort of Jewish ancestry. Well, where this came from, and I'm looking at history.com, and this is something that we've even talked about on our show years ago, was they believe that his father, Alois, if I'm pronouncing that right, Alois, was born to an unwed woman named Maria Schickelgruber. Now, Schickelgruber was the illegitimate child of Leopold Frankenberger. He was a young Jewish man whose family employed her, her as a maid. And so he slept with the maid, supposedly. The offspring then, she said, could have then been Hitler. I don't necessarily believe that, because that would basically mean his mom was Jewish. I don't think so. But this lady married Johann George Heidler, later spelled Hitler. And that's why Adolf called himself Adolf Hitler. Others claim that his biological father was also the grandfather of Hitler's mother, Clara Post, making Adolf the product of incestuous marriage. But where the claim keeps coming is there was a study done looking at genetic material. So let me see who I could give this credit to. I want to give you his full name. There was a Belgian journalist, Jean-Paul Mulders. He teamed up with Mark Vermeeren, who was a historian who wrote about Hitler and his ancestors. And what they did is they collected saliva samples from 39 of the dictator's current or living relatives at the time, including a great-nephew, Alexander Stewart Houston, who lives in New York. There was also an Austrian cousin identified as Norbert H. Tests were then conducted to reveal samples of these haplogroups, which are kind of sets of chromosomes that geneticists use to define populations. Like, you know, you might see Moroccans have this certain haplotype, or Jews have, you know, Sephardic Jews, Ashkenazi. So they found a haplogroup known as E1B1B. Not as common in Western Europeans, but common in North Africans, particularly the Berber tribes of Morocco, Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia. It is also one of the major founding lineages of the Jewish population, present in 18 to 20% of Ashkenazi Jews, which are more kind of Northern European, 8.6 to 30% of Sephardic Jews, which are more towards Africa, or more Mediterranean. And then, so they think that Hitler's family tree included Jewish and African ancestors. So with this haplotype and this genetic material came, and this was even recently, even I think in 2010, they confirmed that there might have been this genetic trace. I say, who cares? All right? I mean, we all have had ancestors that slept with each other. I don't know if you guys have done your 23andMe or your AncestryandMe, but when they show a map, they don't show a specific city. They have a big range, because if you had hoochie mamas in your family, like I did, you know, there's a chance that they slept with so-and-so, they met somebody, you know, who was on leave, somebody came into harbor, they slept with them. And so children, obviously, that, you know, weren't yours, sometimes you didn't even know who the child was. And so, yes, it's very easy for people to have slept with each other, or, you know, and have this grain of genetics that comes through. So could Hitler's relatives have a gene that might also be in Jews? Yes. As, you know, some people who were Jews became Catholics, some became Christians, some, you know, Jews became Christians, some Christians became Jews. So the religion is how we practice and who we be. The genes and the genetic makeup is going to be a mix. I mean, you know, if he's Austrian, there's obviously going to be very similar genetic tendencies towards Austrian Jews. You know, it's like, you know, you have two people in Mexico. One could be Jewish, one could be Catholic. You know, but they're going to have similar genes because they're both Mexican. Does that make sense? So, was Hitler Jewish? Hitler never practiced Judaism, from what I understand. I don't even know if he was circumcised. I think he had, didn't he have an undescended testicle? Hitler did have some genetic issues. I don't know if he was circumcised. I think he had an undescended testicle, and he had penile hypospadias, whereas rather than the opening is kind of center, it's under. They say he might have even had a micropenis. I don't know. But you know, if you don't practice Catholicism or, you know, live by the Quran or, you know, practice Judaism, you aren't necessarily that. Whether there's the genes that are mixed because you were in that area or someone slept with somebody, yeah. So could he have the gene? Maybe. Was he Jewish? No. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I know a lot of you guys are stressed out that we got Mother's Day. I have never seen a holiday. Maybe Valentine's Day, which is why Valentine's Day is, I think, my least favorite holiday. But I've never seen so many people kind of stress about it. And I get calls, and I've had this from patients, where either Mother's Day is stressful because, one, some people don't have a mother anymore. So it's sad for them. You know, others, some people have lost a child. So obviously Mother's Day, not a fun day for that. Some people have to spend the day with their mother-in-law. How fun is that? You know, and so it's not easy. And when you celebrate Mother's Day, you think, okay, well, if it's going to be Mother's Day, and if you're a mom, You know, you just get showered with gifts and whatever you want all day and, you know, whatever. And it's not like that because you're running around because there's so many other mothers in your life that, you know, I drove down the street and I called somebody a mother. So my guess is I have to celebrate it for them too. So, you know, it's a very, very stressful day. And so let me try to ease some of the stress. By the way, I heard that the person who discovered Mother's Day later wanted to reverse it because it got too commercialized. Because she's probably like, oh man, now what do I have to do? Let me just give props to who created Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis, back in 1908, it later became an official holiday in 1914. She later denounced the holiday's commercialization, spent the latter part of her life trying to remove it from the calendar. So if the creator of Mother's Day is trying to get rid of it, but you can't. Apparently Mother's Day has traditions. There was something called Mothering Sunday from History.com, where back to ancient Greeks and Romans would honor the mother goddesses. And then there was a Christian festival, Mothering Sunday, where I think it was the fourth Sunday of Lent, where it brings the faithful back to Mother Church. Later it got combined with American Mother's Day. And so, you know, we now celebrate it. And we celebrate it by, oh gosh, we got to make reservations. We got to do brunch. I got to find the flowers. I got to give her a gift. And the one thing I noticed, and I told you guys this last week, is, you know, after we're done celebrating, you know, whatever we're celebrating with grandma or whoever, you know, you can see the kids kind of go off and do their thing. And there's always that closing. Like, well, happy Mother's Day, Mom. You know, then they go off and do their thing. You know, right? And you look, and it's like only, you know, 1:15 in the afternoon. Right. You're like, that's it? I went through that whole morning. Right? It's 1:15 in the afternoon. Where's my all day long of being, you know, just lavish with gifts and whatever you want and spa day and no. And then you could almost see the relief when it's the day after Mother's Day going, okay, who good? I don't have to be nice to Mom anymore. That's just not how you do it. So some of you guys are panicked because you have a mom or you have a wife. Or you have a sister or whatever, and you got to come up with some Mother's Day celebration. Okay, well, like I've always said, okay, don't have the whole day hijacked, okay, by this holiday. Because it's 24 hours. It's very stressful. Very stressful. So I like the idea of brunch, okay? Because obviously when we moms wake up, we don't get to sleep in because we're moms. We never get to sleep in, so we're up early. Okay, which means you gotta be ready to celebrate. So yeah, the breakfast in bed is nice and all that, except I can't do breakfast in bed because the cats and the dogs will eat it because they're on the bed with us sometimes. So, you know, going to brunch is great because then you don't have to cook breakfast in bed. Then when you're done with brunch, everybody goes, hopefully everybody sleeps off the mimosas and all that, and then you get to go and do your thing. Flowers, I'm not a big flower person because flowers die and flowers are expensive. And I really don't like the idea of a flower that's there to kind of help pollinate the tree. We're ripping it off to give to somebody just for it to die in their kitchen. But if you do have a loved one who really likes flowers, it's a good idea. Get them some flowers. You know, another thing you could do is if they really, really like flowers, you get them a little basket with a little pot with some of the fertilized soil in there. And you have seeds, and get them like a little array. Seeds are so cheap. If you can get an array, you can get dahlias, which are, you know, amazing. Maybe they're a little chaotic, and maybe they're a little opinionated, you know, but dahlias know how to command a room. So maybe you could get them some dahlias, or some roses or something, and then they could, you know, choose and make their own little flower pot. I like that idea because it, rather than them having to panic going, well, I'm leaving for Mother's Day and then they're going to die by the time I get back, they can make their own flowers. So sometimes I like that. If you have a mother who likes to cook, all right, you can make a very easy, inexpensive basket for them where there's a cookbook. They got like the spoon, the spatula. We always eat spatulas. You know, I could like yell at the kids going, oh, I'm going to whip your tissues with the spatula. So we always love the spatulas. I know we had a spoon. We tried that with the kids. You'll get the spoon. You know, they all laughed, you know, because the spoon was this funny shaped thing. And it was, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, but, you know, it would really be good to attack a tissue with this. So they just thought it was a game. But, you know, you could get some really cool, you know, cooking utensils, a cookbook, some really yummy seasonings. You know, get some curry, get some, like, cinnamon, get some, you know, because everybody always needs seasonings. And maybe put it in a little pot. And there you go, you got a basket. You know, pretty easy. If you don't know how to shrink wrap the plastic, just get some plastic, put a bow. Now you don't have to spend $5 on a bag that you get at Walmart. So you can really do something very thoughtful. Because remember, what do moms want? Moms want to know that you get them. Moms want to know that you think about them, you know? Some of us love our cars, so get something that makes the car smell good. You know, I always do that when the kids are in the car. I also like, you know, like turtle wax, things like that, cloths, things like that, you know. Coffee drinker. Sometimes your mom is into coffee. She could get a couple mugs. We always need mugs. You know, not like best mom. I know, you know, and then we put on Facebook, yeah, we're the best mom. And other moms are like, oh, hell no, you're not the best mom. So, I you know, maybe they're into that. I'm not because I really don't want the drama. But you get some coffee mugs, get some really good roast. Some, you know, creamers or some things in there and make a really nice coffee. And it smells good, too. So you can make a little coffee, but add even some sweet tea. Sometimes you have a mom who's into tea. I'd like a spoon of tea. Right? She can make her own spoon of tea by giving her, again, you can have these little mugs. You can have little tea bags. You can have a little, whatever you do with tea. I don't know what you do. Some people have milk in it, so I don't get it. But anyway, you can do that. So, you know, there's a lot of things. Some people will take their mom to a movie. That's not a bad idea if it's a movie you like. If it's a movie you don't like, now you just extended the whole Mother's Day celebration by another 2 hours. But what's nice is if you have, you know, family members that you don't want to talk to, you can say, oh, Mom, we're all going to go see this movie together. You know, bowling is good. You can take your mom bowling. You could take, yeah. I know. It's hard. You know, moms are finicky. But as I told you, the biggest thing you guys can do is give your mom a job. Your mom needs, not time to go get a job, even though Target's hiring for $15 an hour. But give your mom a role in the family. You could even make it official. You know, like you are the person we go to for advice. You are the advice queen. We go to you for advice. Oh, moms love that. If moms think that you are, that they are the person that everybody wants advice from, that just really strokes their ego. Get them a sash, you know? It's not just about being the best mom. They know those are, I don't know what the term for it, is it trite or cliche? But, you know, we want to award you this medal or we want to award you this trophy. They're very simple, very cheap to make, you know, because you are the one that gives the best advice. And, you know, we ask you for advice and we don't know what we'd do if you weren't here. And, you know, we love you for that and we want to appreciate you for what you do. You know, give her that role. And it doesn't mean she has to come over 17 times a week, you know, but at least it's that role that, you know, Mom, you're there for me. Or you are the one that is always, you know, unconditional love or the best hugger. You know, give her a title. Give her a role because, you know, a lot of us moms, we feel forgotten. We're mom. And I think being a mom, being mommy is the best thing ever. But, you know, we feel neglected. We feel irrelevant. Once your kids hit teenager, you know, like, I don't need mom. And, you know, you dedicated your whole life. Your whole body was designed to give birth to that child just for you to later be irrelevant. So make sure your mom feels relevant. Give her relevance. Identify, you know, where her relevance is. You know, and, you know, I might not always tell you this, Mom. I might not always feel like I appreciate you, but it's because you are always, I think about you every day, and you are always there, I know, for that support. And I know you're always there for me. You're always there on my side. And, you know, you deserve to know that I love you. And, yeah, I mean, oh, my God, they will just eat that up. You know, it's. Yeah, you could do a gift card. You could do the brunch thing. Yeah, but like I said, make them feel relevant. Make them feel loved. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, and don't at 1:15 go, whoo, we're done, all right? You know, see you next year. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First Lady Jill Biden is traveling through Romania and Slovakia this weekend, two countries bordering Ukraine that have taken in hundreds of thousands of refugees. Saturday, the First Lady received a briefing from humanitarian workers. She also thanks the people of Romania for their kindness.
The Romanian people are amazing. To welcome all these refugees into their homes and offer them food and clothing and shelter and give them their hearts. And it's, I think the world knows that. And so
expect to pay more at the pump this weekend. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.27 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from Thursday. The average last year at this time was $2.94 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A federal judge has temporarily suspended Title 42's original expiration date in late May. Title 42 denies asylum claims for many illegal immigrants because of public health concerns like COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox Business he believes the border will be overrun when Title 42 ends.
My home state of Texas, we just can't absorb this anymore.
The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed, and the Department of Homeland Security is working to increase the size of processing facilities and transportation fleets while deploying more Border Patrol agents. The site of a South Florida condo complex collapse will be auctioned off later this month. Bidding will start at $120 million for the May 24th auction. Nearly 100 people were killed when Surfside's Champlain Towers South collapsed last June. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't want to panic people. This is something that keeps coming up, and it's rare, but it keeps coming up, and we need to talk about it. So since the vaccine rollout, there has been discussions or anecdotal suggestions that some people are just completely dropping, completely collapsing, going into cardiac arrest after they get their shot. Early on in the pandemic, or early on in the vaccine rollout, there were some older individuals who were walking out of the vaccine complex or where it was given out, and, you know, they dropped. And then there were reports that, you know, there might be some cardiac arrest, but they were like, nah, it wasn't vaccine related, they were going to have the cardiac event anyway. So not a lot of people really talked about it. But we talked about it because I'm like, is there something in the substrate that could be affecting the heart? And we kind of looked a little bit into it. You know, was it maybe, you know, so I think one has like potassium, one is polyethylene glycol. And so could there be something that could be affecting the electrical conductivity of the heart muscle? And we spoke a little bit about it, but again, you got to be really, really careful because everybody, you know, wants to cancel you if at all you bring up a possible potential side effect without there being, you know, enough data to support it. Well, this week, MIT researchers and Massachusetts General are kind of asking clinicians to be aware and on the lookout for possible cardiac arrest, not only after COVID vaccine, but in the younger population, the ones under 40. And so this study was published in Scientific Reports. And again, rare, and this is not this is not establishing causation, but there was some significant correlation that these researchers found. Looking at the under 40 population in Israel during the vaccine rollout and third COVID-19 wave in 16 to 39-year-olds, and they found a 25% uptick in emergency calls for cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome. This was after recipients received their first or second COVID vaccine. Now, some could say, well, you know what? COVID does that. COVID could cause cardiac arrest. COVID could cause myocarditis. True. But they already filtered that out. They ruled out that these were cases that were associated with COVID. So they state, using a unique data set from Israel National Emergency Medical Services from 2019 to 2021, the study aims to evaluate the association between the volume of cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome, EMS calls, for the 16 to 39-year-old population with potential factors including COVID-19 infection and vaccination rates. They found an increase of over 25% was detected in both call types during January to May 2021 compared with the years 2019 and 2020. Using negative binomial regression models, the weekly emergency call counts were significantly associated with the rates of first and second vaccine doses administered to this age group, but were not with COVID-19 infection rates. While not establishing causal relationships, the finding raised concerns regarding vaccine-induced undetected severe cardiovascular side effects and underscored the already established causal relationship between vaccines and myocarditis, a frequent cause of unexpected cardiac arrest. Surveillance of potential vaccine side effects and COVID-19 outcomes should incorporate EMS and other health data to identify public health trends, hence increase EMS calls, and properly investigate potential underlying causes. Now, so this is a study such that there's going to be a lot of kind of a criticism of it because it's looking at calls to EMS. On one end, some health officials like this one because they're like, okay, nobody can mess with the data. These were calls for cardiac arrest. So nobody can, you know, it's another way to kind of look at numbers coming in. Because once somebody comes into the doctor, you know, if they test positive or they don't test positive or they have other symptoms, the diagnosis might be subjectively given. But a more objective finding is how many people call 911 from collapsing. So it gives that level of objectivity. On the flip side, it's, well, could there have been more? Could there have been less? These are people that dropped and EMS was called. Could somebody have had chest pain and, you know, driven to the emergency room? Or a family member drove them? And then they found out, no, you did have COVID. This wasn't, you know, so the numbers could be skewed depending on who brought them to the hospital. So it's a little bit fascinating, though, because we've been noticing anecdotally issues of people dropping after the vaccine. And these researchers, you know, are saying, look, you know, we want generally clinicians to be aware that not only can COVID cause cardiac issues, but the vaccines can too. So these rare collapses that we saw, there was one gentleman, he was in his 40s, he was a long-term facility resident. He died January 17th within 2 weeks of his first COVID dose. Now again, long-term facility residents can die, but investigators were looking at that. There was a 78-year-old woman in Pomona, California, who lost consciousness while in the observation area after receiving her COVID vaccine. She died, but the cause of death had not officially been determined, and they ruled out not vaccine-related because she didn't have any anaphylaxis. Now, this was early on. Anaphylaxis is allergy. But, again, could something else have affected the contractility of the heart? In New Jersey, a man in his 70s collapsed 25 minutes after receiving his COVID vaccine, dying later that day, but the death not ruled vaccine because he had no signs of an allergic reaction. There were multiple other, you know, cases that were found. And so when you look at what's in these vaccines, you know, I'm very comfortable getting the vaccine. And again, I'm not saying this because I want people worried and panicked and not getting it. But as I told you, there might be something in the substrates, like the polyethylene glycol, the potassium chloride, the monobasic potassium phosphate, the sodium chloride, the dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate, sucrose, which we have in the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. In the Moderna vaccine, you got the mRNA as well, the lipids, but trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, sucrose. And according to a study in cardiovascular revascularization medicine, the polyethylene glycol found in rats decreased effective arterial elastins, or compliance elasticity of a vessel. That can affect blood flow and heart contractility, where maybe for some people it might trigger some vasospasm, vasoconstriction. Their heart has simulated some angina or maybe a acute coronary syndrome, and that could be what some of their symptoms could be from. Large amounts of polyethylene glycol have been found by some studies to cause sodium retention, worsening congestive heart failure. Potassium chloride has been linked to abnormal heart rhythms in large amounts, but we've seen that. Trimethamine in large doses can cause respiratory depression, electrolyte abnormalities that could affect the heart. So as I look at this, all right, I got the vaccine, my family's got the vaccine, I feel overall there's a adequate safety profile. But I do believe that there are some people that have been not doing as well. And which is why I never supported the mandate. I support you getting the vaccine if you want to. But if you want to, it's very hard to mandate something that could have side effects. And as we're going to talk about with Johnson & Johnson now, has even more restrictions based on the blood clot risk. So, you know, it's a crapshoot sometimes for people. For the most part, the studies show that any sort of reaction to the vaccine is rare. It's just for some of us, we think we're going to be the one in a million. And I understand that thinking, because if there was that one in a million chance you would die of COVID, then people think, well, if we're doing all this for that, you know, chance of possibly dying of COVID, then what about that one in a million chance that I could die of, you know, the COVID vaccine? Personally, I don't want to get COVID, so I got the vaccine, and I trust the vaccine to that level. But if anybody has chest pain, if anybody has trouble breathing, if anybody is dizzy, if anybody collapses, you have got to get seen immediately, get to the ER, have a cardiologist evaluate you, and see if they think there could have been something related, whether it's the COVID illness, whether it's the COVID vaccine. But MIT researchers and Mass General Hospital researchers just want doctors and clinicians aware. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I was in medical school, I learned something. Okay, I know a lot of you guys thought that I was just sitting there flirting with the guys in class and not paying attention or falling asleep. And I mean, maybe all that happened, but I remember this one lecture, and I remember it good, even though, you know, all our memories start to fade after a while of what you learn in school. And I remember they said you had to be very, very careful. This was in the 90s. Of taking anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen or naproxen with a class of medications called ACE inhibitors. And they drew a glomerulus on the board. Oh, no, not a glomerulus. Or that was when they had those overhead projectors. So they drew a glomerulus. Now, the glomerulus is this cluster, this ball of blood vessels that within the kidney, the renal tubules help do the filtering. Remember, the job of the kidney is to filter your blood, keep what needs to be there. What it doesn't want to be there, it goes into urine. So the kidneys have to filter the blood. Blood has to go through the kidney. So for each little glomerulus, you have the afferent arterial going to it. You have the efferent arterial leaving it. Anything like afferent means going to. Efferent means, you know, I'm getting the hell out of here. I forgot how I remember them, but A before E. So anti-inflammatories, very interestingly, can constrict the afferent arterial. Well, then blood flow may not get to the glomerulus, and then that could limit what it needs to filter. The ACE inhibitors, like the angiotensin renin system, or the angiotensin, the ACE inhibitors, the inhibitors of the angiotensin renin system at one level, and then the ARBs inhibited at another level, will dilate the efferent. So if you're squeezing off air blood flow, basically, to the glomerulus, and then you're dilating it, rather, you know, you're basically bottoming it out. And when I was in medical school, I was like, oh, damn. I mean, everybody takes NSAIDs. They take ibuprofen. They take Motrin. They take naproxen, Aleve, all of these things. And there's a lot of people on ACE inhibitors. It's a very, very common medication. Then the ARBs came out. Well, that too. That also dilates blood vessels, could affect. And if you're on a diuretic, a water pill, well, then you have even less blood flow. And so there's pre-renal, there's post-renal, there's a whole bunch of different terminologies with acute kidney injury, but the sum of it is you could be injuring your kidneys. If your kidneys aren't getting proper blood flow, you're also injuring their function, impairing their function. And there's a sketchy medicine has a nice little beautiful glomerulus for you to see. So a study this week. And again, I mean, I learned this back in medical school, and I would tell patients, you got to be careful with these anti-inflammatories. In fact, one of the reasons why we have the opioid crisis, even though, yes, we have drugs coming in from China, cartel over the border, is part of the opioid crisis rose from a prescription standpoint because we had to protect the kidneys. When our baby boomers were aging and they were getting arthritis and pain, everybody was on anti-inflammatories because we didn't want to give them pain medicines. And then the kidney doctors are like, look, you know, these guys are in, you know, renal insufficiency. Some of them are in chronic renal failure. You can't be doing the anti-inflammatories. So we had to go to Tylenol. Well, if Tylenol wasn't cutting it, then we went to Tylenol with codeine or Tylenol with hydrocodone. We had a hell of a time trying to control people's pain when they couldn't take anti-inflammatories. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm not saying this because I want people on narcotics. I don't. I don't think that's adequate pain control. But these anti-inflammatories, that's where people are going back to because they can't get other sorts of pain control. In fact, when I do disability exams for the state, I see people who are diagnosed with fractures. And they are getting Motrin for a fracture, not even pain medication. Well, if they're on blood pressure medication, or if they're on chronic anti-inflammatories, that could really affect the kidneys. Even if you weren't on the blood pressure medication, chronic anti-inflammatories could cause GI upset, GI bleed, ulcers, could cause congestive heart failure, and kidney injury in and of itself. So we have a pain epidemic that I've told you guys about. Not only do we have a blood pressure epidemic, an obesity epidemic, we have an insomnia epidemic, a sleeping pill epidemic. We have a pain epidemic. People are in pain. Now that they can't get their narcotics, they're hitting these anti-inflammatories very hard. And we have to make everybody aware, you know, you could be really hurting your kidneys. So a study this week published in Mathematical Biosciences warns individuals, again, about the risk of using NSAIDs like ibuprofen and naproxen with ACE inhibitors, ARBs, and diuretics. They say concurrent use of a diuretic, a renin-angiotensin system inhibitor, and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory significantly increases the risk of acute kidney injury. This phenomenon is known as the triple whammy. Now, there might be some good news. Not everybody is going to have severe kidney disease. they believe that it's still a large number, but it could be anywhere from, you know, 0.5% to 22% of the population could be susceptible. Now, what makes you susceptible? Well, if you don't have good kidneys. If you don't have good kidneys to begin with, you know, and you don't drink enough water, if you aren't hydrating, that's a problem. So the authors are saying, look, there's some people that might be more sensitive to these medications than others. And again, a lot of us, we don't drink water. What do we drink? We drink coffee in the morning. We drink Red Bull. You know, we might have iced tea. Get water. I would still get plenty of water in, because I think that protects the kidneys. So talk to your medical provider. Nobody should go off their blood pressure medication. All right? This study is just reminding people to maybe not keep hitting the ibuprofen or naproxen that hard. But if you're on an ACE inhibitor, if you're on an ARB, if you're on a diuretic, I mean, these are medications that are mainstays for blood pressure control. You cannot have high blood pressure. High blood pressure will hurt you. Hurts your eyes, hurts your heart, hurts your brain, hurts your kidneys. And high blood pressure is not good. Your tissues do not want that. You have to have your blood pressure in control. But you also have that catch-22, and I know some of you guys are thinking this going, but if I'm in pain, then my blood pressure goes up. So if I control the pain, it controls the blood pressure. I know. We really need to get creative with pain control. Whether it's using topical gels, whether it's using lidoderm patches, whether it's figuring out how to eliminate the pain source from the arthritic knee or the back. I mean, some surgeries cut nerves, so you're more numb in the area and you don't feel the pain. There's a whole variety of things that could be done, but we need to figure it out fast, because I predicted this. I think a lot of you have too. We are going to be in for a huge wave of people with renal disease, because they are over the counter slamming as much anti-inflammatories as they can to deal with their back pain, their head pain, their neck pain, their knee pain, their pelvic pain, you know, and it's frustrating. And now doctors are scared to death to write pain medication because of what it could do to their license. And they don't want to get sued, like we're seeing all these companies get sued. Well, you know, you dupe these doctors into writing pain medications. I'm telling you right now, many doctors wrote pain medications not because they were duped, but because they had to protect the kidney. Now, I'm not saying pain medications protect the kidney, but they had to get people off those anti-inflammatories. So if you are on a diuretic, Lasix, hydrochlorothiazide, if you're on an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, benazepril, captopril, those are ACE inhibitors. If you're on ARBs, like, you know, Diavan, Avapro, Cozar, and sometimes you're in a combination of them, like Hyzar, Diavan, HCT, talk to your doctor if you hit up those anti-inflammatories a lot, and get your kidneys checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.